Hello and welcome to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. I am your host. I'm Frank Castella Jr. I'm the president and CEO for the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. Here on our show today, I am going to be bringing in two fantastic guests. Our first guest will be from Pink's Window Services of the Hudson Valley. It will be the owner, Conrad Kopczynski, and also poet Lee Woodman will be here on the show with us later on. But before that, I want to tell you about some upcoming events that we have happening here at the Chamber. Starting out with May the 5th, that's this upcoming Tuesday, we will have a Master Your Membership breakfast. That breakfast will start at 8 a.m. But as part of this program, Master Your Membership, you will learn everything there is to know about the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce, our importance and impact here in the Hudson Valley, and why you need to be a part of this organization, whether you're a community member, a not-for-profit organization, or a business member here in the community. This organization is so important to community building and the strength of our local economy, and you'll find all about the different things that we do, including over 150 events that we produce throughout the course of the year, anything from the Hudson Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival right down to events like the Master Your Membership. Find all this information right on our website. It's dcrcoc.org. Again, go to our events section, May the 5th, 8 to 10 a.m. You can register. You do not need to be a member. You do not need to be a new member. You can come as anyone in the community that's interested in getting involved here in the Hudson Valley community. And it is sponsored by our friends at Mid-Hudson Valley Federal Credit Union. There's also a ribbon cutting at the Renaissance Medispa and Wellness Center on Thursday, May the 7th. Also on May 7th, the Hudson Valley Young Professionals will host an educational seminar. Now, you do not need to be a young professional to attend this event. It's hosted by them. So if you're interested in the topic that they're producing, you want to be there on May the 7th, 5 to 7 p.m. It is sponsored by our friends at M&T Bank. The Hudson Valley Business and Home Expo will take place on Saturday, May the 9th at the Poughkeepsie Galleria Mall. That expo runs from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. All the great services here in the Hudson Valley community providing business and home services will be right there, 11 to 3 p.m. on May the 9th. There's so many other great events happening at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. You can find them all listed online on our website, dcrcoc.org. We are going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll be joined by Pink's Window Services of the Hudson Valley. Hang in there. We'll be back after this message.
Hey, it's Uncle Mike from iHeartRadio. Frank Costello Jr. is in the studio. Frankie, what's going on over at the Chamber?
Uncle Mike, we are planning for the 35th annual Hudson Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival. It'll take place once again on Labor Day weekend, September 4th, 5th, and 6th this year, and it'll be at Time Warp Park in Unionvale, New York. This event has become a rite of passage for summer for everyone here in the Hudson Valley, with hot air balloon illumination moon glows, mass ascensions all weekend long, fireworks each night, 2x2 Animal Haven live music, a drone zone, bubble zone, live entertainment, and so much more. Find all the information and tickets online at the website balloonfesthv.com. That's balloonfesthv.com. And remember, Uncle Mike, those tickets sell out each and every year. And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me from Pink's Window Services Hudson Valley, it's Conrad Kopczynski. Conrad, welcome to the show.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
So Conrad, tell our listeners, what is Pink's Window Services of the Hudson Valley?
So we are interior, exterior window cleaning, and we also do house washing, pressure washing. And our whole thing is that we show up on time, do what we say we're going to do, and leave your home better than you found it.
Tell our listeners how you got into this business. How did Conrad end up in the window cleaning world?
Yeah. So my background is much more in the, analytics space. But a few years ago, decided that I wanted to make the transition to something that was much more involved in less behind sitting behind a desk and more in the community, getting to know the people, the neighborhoods, the towns, the villages, and really doing something where you can see the outcome of the work, as well as giving an opportunity for people who don't necessarily have a high skill set to start to develop one and to have a good, well-paying job that then can lead them to something else in the future, or not, or they can grow within our organization as well. So,
what type of work were you doing prior to this?
Analytics consulting. So, dashboarding, creating reports, all that sort of stuff.
Very interesting transition, but clearly wanting to be a business owner and an entrepreneur and working for yourself, which is a totally different animal and a different mindset. And that takes a certain drive in an individual. And here we are with Pink's Window Services of the Hudson Valley. I want you to talk to our listeners about how Pink's works. What's the model of Pink's and what makes you different?
Yeah, so core component of it is you go on our website and it turns out that your windows are dirty, your house needs a wash, you submit a request, and we will show up within 24 hours. We'll come to your house. We'll do a quote on site. And so you'll have that. And then if you want to move forward, then we schedule a time and our guys will come by. And we have all the equipment needed to get the work done. The guys are uniformed. They treat your house the same way they would treat their own home, or even better than you would treat your own home yourself. And at the end of the day, you have clean windows, you have a clean driveway, whatever you wanted us to come out and do.
So let me ask, are they free estimates?
Yes, free estimates. Yeah.
And I'm looking at your services, and I think we could really unpack these one at a time because they're really different services, and it's more than just window cleaning and house washing. Of course, exterior window cleaning, that really speaks for itself, but I'd imagine that this is commercial and residential?
Yeah, that's correct. So we do both homes and businesses and storefronts.
Now, our organization is in a 5-story building, and the windows are filthy. So that is a great referral for you.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's quite a large building. But I will also say house washing, that is pretty standardized. But I think that you get into a different service depending on the type of house, correct?
Yeah, that's true. So depending on the materials on the exterior of the house, we have the reverse osmosis water filtration systems with the carbon fiber poles, which means we can reach up to 4 or 5 stories actually just from the ground level. Both for windows, and then you can also use that for the sides and sidings of the house. And often you can actually clean without even using any chemicals because the water will pull the clean water will pull the dirt off of it. But then if necessary, we can use light PSI power washing as well, or we can do a chemical house wash if needed. So
now roof washing, that's the next thing that's on your list here. Talk a little bit about that. What's the benefits of roof washing other than just aesthetics?
Yeah, for sure. So, and I'm keenly aware of this myself, having in an older home. But if you let the moss build up too long on the roof, it'll damage the integrity of the roof. You might have water coming through the shingles. So keeping the roof clean and maintained will actually extend the lifetime of the roof, and you won't have to replace it as frequently. So
I think that's the same for a rubberized roof too on a commercial building.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, having all of that build up in an area only encourages the degeneration of the surface below.
Mm-hmm.
So very important to have that power washed off and cleaned. And
correct. Yeah.
I'm assuming that you're using some type of chemical that prevents that in the future. Or
yeah, we will if necessary. Our instinct is to use as the minimal chemicals that are necessary, right, in order to keep that out of the ground, off your house, off your environment. But if we need to use the appropriate chemical, then we will.
Now, screen cleaning. So, like I said, we can keep going here with the cleaning services that you provide. It's way more than just window services. For those listeners who may be just tuning in here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, you are listening to Conrad Kopchinski, and he is the owner of Pink's Window Services of the Hudson Valley. We are discussing the different types of services. We're on screen cleaning, so I'm going to let you take that one away.
Yeah, so one thing that many customers will notice after we go through and clean all those screens is that maybe they were cleaning the windows themselves, or maybe they did have somebody cleaning the windows before, but they hadn't cleaned the screens. And that makes a huge difference in terms of being able to see out of your windows clearly. So that's a big thing that we can do. We have a specialized screen cleaning machine. So the guys come, usually what they do first is they'll take the screens off the windows, get those clean, set them out in the sun so they can dry, and then they go and finish the windows. And then at the end of the day, they pop the, or at the end of the clean, they pop the screens back on.
Yeah, and the next thing really interesting, glass railing cleaning. I never really gave that a thought, but that's a common thing you see in commercial buildings as well as residential today as a modern aesthetic look. And I can imagine those fingerprints from children are quite catastrophic on those glass panes, if you will.
Yeah, for sure. So that, you know, that again, it will, the whole point is when we leave your home, we want the whole thing to look better than it did before. And you know, there is some limit to that, but that does mean that, you know, if you want us to, we will do the frames, we will do the sills, we will do the, railings. We can also, dust and clean chandeliers that are high up, which is often something that people don't do. And it makes a big difference in terms of the enjoyment of the space.
So interior window cleaning, I think that's fairly straightforward.
Yeah.
It goes right alongside with that exterior. And I will say that not a lot of companies will do the interior. They don't want the liability of going in someone's home.
Right.
So that's very important to note, or for the, in their business for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
Gutter cleaning, that's on the list here.
Yes.
How about that?
So obviously, especially now during the spring or towards the end of the spring, it's a great moment to clean out all the junk from the fall that maybe didn't get cleaned out or from that got in over the winter. And we can easily clear those out. And then also if you have really high gutters, we have a special machine with also like a 40-foot pole on it. So we can get up to really high gutters and suck out any leaves and dirt with a vacuum. There's a little camera on the end there too, so the guys can see exactly how clean or not it's getting.
So I think people are kind of getting what I'm putting down here with respect to it's more than just a window cleaning company, because you're offering also dust cleaning in high places and skylight cleaning. I never even gave that one a thought, but it is straightforward. Air sealing. What is air sealing?
Yeah. So another thing that we can do, and this is usually around windows, is, you know, if you feel those drafts in the winter, where you have spots where cold air is getting in, or maybe it's around doors. And a lot of times that actually significantly affects both home comfort and also heating, or in the summer, cooling bills. So we can go through and caulk the exterior and interior of those windows, put in some foam strips on the doors, things like that. And it can make a big difference in just like the enjoyment and comfort of the home.
And power washing, I think that's pretty straightforward in terms of power washing the exterior of the home. How far does that go? Are you doing pool exterior power washing, for example, the concrete around a pool or deck?
We can do pools. We can, concrete decks, all that sort of stuff. We try to be careful with wooden decks because they can be damaged by power washing. So it's important that, you know, we're only doing it with the special rotary cleaners, which have lower pressure. Mm-hmm. And if more needs to be done than that, then, you know, we can't always get it fully clean because we don't want to tear up your deck.
That's extremely important.
But there's a lot that can be done, especially if you have a Trex deck or concrete patios, asphalt, all that sort of stuff. So
now, the next one I think is very interesting. I never gave this one a thought either. Solar panel cleaning. I didn't know that solar panels needed to be cleaned, but I suppose it makes a lot of sense in that potentially it could grow moss. It could grow any type of film, algae on the top surface, even a film just from dirt, dust, grime.
Yeah, so that's a big one because it'll actually reduce the efficiency of the solar panels if there's dirt on them. And that's, again, where the reverse osmosis water filtration system that we have will help, because we can use super clean water that doesn't streak when it dries on the panels, and we can reach them from the ground, so we don't have to necessarily be going up on the roof, and that will help the efficiency of them.
Yeah, and I have to think with the snow that sat on a lot of those panels over the winter, I know they melt fairly quickly, but still, that must leave a residue.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that most buildings are filthy after this winter. So,
yeah. So here's a great opportunity for our listeners. Pink's Window Service is way, way more than just windows here. Located in the Hudson Valley, based in Kingston, New York, but servicing the entire Hudson Valley region. Talking about all the services they provide. Conrad, light fixture cleaning. I think that goes in line with the high dusting. Track cleaning. There's so much more to your company and your organization. I would love for you to put your contact information out for our listeners.
Sure. So you can find our website at pinkswindows.com with two S's and / Hudson-Valley. Or if it's easier, you can just text us or call us at 845-443-4200.
That's Pink's windows.com, or you can always find them on our website right at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. Pink's Window Cleaning Services, right here in the Hudson Valley, offering way more than just window cleaning. Find them online, pinkswindows.com, or at dcrcoc.org. Go to our membership directory, put in Pink's. They will be the first to come up. Conrad, I want to thank you for taking the time to come in and be with our listeners today. And to our listeners, stay tuned, because when we come back, we have a lot more to offer here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this message.
Hey, it's Uncle Mike from iHeartRadio. Frank Costello Jr. is in the studio. Frankie, what's going on over at the Chamber?
Uncle Mike, we are planning for the 35th annual Hudson Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival. It'll take place once again on Labor Day weekend, September 4th, 5th, and 6th this year, and it'll be at Time Warp Park in Unionvale, New York. This event has become a rite of passage for summer for everyone here in the Hudson Valley, with hot air balloon illumination moon glows, mass ascensions all weekend long, fireworks each night, 2x2 Animal Haven live music, a drone zone, bubble zone, live entertainment, and so much more. Find all the information and tickets online at the website, balloonfesthv.com. That's balloonfesthv.com. And remember, Uncle Mike, those tickets sell out each and every year. And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. And I told you we have a lot packed into this show today, and I'm very excited to bring in a proud member of the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. From PoetLeeWoodman.com, it's Poet Lee Woodman. Poet, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to be here.
So tell our listeners, what is PoetLeeWoodman.com?
It is first and foremost a website, and there is information on all of my 6 books that have been published by independent presses. It also has audio clips and video clips, and information about where you can find the books, buy the books. And they're mostly all on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Indie Press, Book Shelf, and then the actual publishers who publish them will also sell them retail.
So quite incredible. I don't think I've had a 6-time author here on the show before, so this is a first for me. We're going to get into the nitty-gritty of that in just a moment. I want you to tell our listeners how you ended up here. What made you decide to go this pathway? And what did you do previously? What other types of roles have you played here in the Hudson Valley community and well beyond?
I am new to the Hudson Valley community. I've only been here in Rhinebeck, New York for a little over a year. And before that, my career and 50 years of my life was in Washington, D.C. So I'm learning quickly from kind people at the Chamber of Commerce, because I really want to understand the area, make contacts with businesses as well as arts organizations.
We have so much to offer here in the Hudson Valley region, and you're going to find that out, because just joining the chamber, it's like drinking through a fire hose. We'll have to have you to our Master Your Membership event, which is just coming up here very shortly. And of course, we want to talk about some of the books that you have first and foremost. For me, I find that very interesting. Talk about the themes of these books and some of the titles, and let's get into the idea of what it is that you do.
All the books are under the umbrella title of Scapes. The reason being, they're all different topics, all different collections, but they all reflect some kind of landscape. And that could be geographic, it could be literal, it could be spiritual or emotional. And so we're sort of shedding a light on different kinds of landscapes that people and plants and animals encounter.
So Colorscapes is your newest one, fresh off the press. So tell our listeners what it's about and who it is for.
Okay. Well, Colorscapes was a very interesting research project for me. In undergraduate school, I was an art major. I studied history of art, studio art, and then when I went to graduate school, I continued with color theory and phenomenology of perception and art education. And so this book made me want to go back and learn even more about color. So I studied sources of color, rocks, shells, insects, industrial dyes, all the way up through RGB, which we were talking about before. And then the psychology of color, because everyone has a feeling about color and many, many businesses rely on color. And that would be architects, paint stores, dress stores, and on and on and on. So the psychology of color. And then the last thing, because I am so tuned into various artworks, and I mean beyond visual art and sculpture, I mean also dance, music, and theater. They all are inspirations for poems.
So I have to imagine that at some point in your life, you were influenced by the arts to decide that this was a pathway for you. Tell our listeners about that and what inspired you most?
I love that question. I think the interesting thing about my life and what I appreciate the most is that I'm American, but I grew up overseas, living in France between 2 and 4 years old, and then in India between 4 and 14. So those were my homes until I came back to high school in New Hampshire at age 14. In those other countries, my mother was a dancer and had a dance school in New Delhi. My father was in the Ford Foundation as educational consultant between India and America. And they were passionate about the arts. They took us everywhere. They took us not only to spiritual places, mosques, temples, street parades, but also to different kinds of galleries. And, you know, you just never forget it. And I think in other countries where you don't necessarily speak the language, although we learn them, you pay a lot of attention to color, shape, form, texture, sounds. And color was just an enormously provocative one, especially in India.
So Homescapes is about growing up in two vastly different cultures. And that is really what this country is founded on. So I have to think that this is so relevant to today as we continue to welcome immigrants into this country and also for those individuals that are dual citizens. And I'm certain that this would relate to them. So I want you to talk a little bit about that.
Perfect question. Yes. You know, the notion of home is a very interesting one. Is home where your parents came from, where you live presently, where you have your surrounding mates who have similar passions? And you're actually sort of a composite all your life after you've been somewhere for a long time and considered it your home. So, you know, I do have incredible interest and empathy for people who come against their will, who come to become American citizens, or come because they're having a hard time in their own countries. And it takes a lot of guts, a lot of learning, and a lot of perseverance to really adapt to new ways of being.
You have a powerful read for any woman that has intent on reinventing her future. So I want you to talk about Lifescapes.
Lifescapes. Okay. Well, during COVID, I was going through a separation and divorce. And of course, I had a lot of personal experiences that prompted poems. However, I didn't want it to be a me, poor me thing. I wanted to have it be more about relationships between men and women for this, but also could apply to women and women, men and women, men and men, and so forth. But I wrote the book, and it was published by Shanti Arts Publisher, and people assumed that women would be the one to read it. And I actually did some work with UBS Financial Management, because there were women who were learning to handle their own finances. And UBS invited me to come and read sections of Lifescapes. And then I led the women through certain exercises that would allow them to think of their own experience and do free writes. And I brought objects like pictures, maybe a set of rings, maybe a shawl or a tablecloth or a clock. Mm. And those were prompts for them to make an image or make a story so they could write their own poems as right alongside me as I was reading mine.
It's reflection and growth through the arts is a great way to culminate that. Take a moment and tell our listeners about Artscapes. What's that about?
Artscapes goes back to all my passions in childhood for visual art, sculpture, dance. I studied dance for 30 years. Also theater. I was very involved in local theaters. And then my first job in radio was with Children's Radio Theater. And there were four producers, and we had a syndicated show over National Public Radio and WPFW in Washington. Each of the poems in Artscapes looks at one of those art forms and then builds a poem around it.
There's always a common theme when you read a story series or a series of books from an author. I always find that the theme amongst those series has a common DNA. What's the theme and the DNA of Lee Woodman's poetry?
I think what can be felt throughout is how important I think observation is. I stare and stare and stare at things, whether it's people, whether it's nature, whether it's a red-tailed hawk, listening to people in a gallery and just picking up little snippets of conversation. And I carry this small notebook with me everywhere and write details down, excruciatingly detailed details. And then I'll go back and I'll think, where are the hot spots here? And I'll look at the words. And then I'll go to the internet and do research on whatever it is. I'll learn about the life of a red-tailed hawk, or I'll learn about spirit animals around the world. And then it's a question of calling on all five senses, calling on touch, taste, smell, intuition also, I think, is a very strong sixth sense. And of course, the eyes. And then I think about the topic and what kind of poetic form would match it the best. And there are so many, Frank. There's free verse that most people have heard of, but there are things like villanelles and pantoums and haikus and elegies and odes. I've just taken as many poetry classes in as many places as I can, and I will never stop learning.
If you're a person that reads, or if you love poetry, you are going to love this series of books from Poet Lee Woodman. PoetLeeWoodman.com. It's PoetLeeWoodman.com. All you need to do is go right to our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce, put in poet, and she is the first to come up in our business directory. Poet Lee Woodman, thank you so much for coming in here and spending time with us on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. I could continue to talk to you for another hour, but unfortunately the clock is taking us, but I certainly would love to have you back here on our show and again in the future. Thank you again for joining us.
You are more than welcome. It was great.
to our listeners, if you want to find out more, once again, it's poetleewoodman.com. If you love what you heard on the show today and you want to find out more about the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce, our guests on the show today, or events that are happening in and around the Hudson Valley community, go right to our website. We are the sole source of everything going on here in Dutchess County and in the Hudson Valley. It's dcrcoc.org. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day. Bye-bye.